first time I saw Big Rec, you guys played Rock the Hub in Churro 2021. It was the first time I had seen you guys. And as soon as you touched your guitar, I felt the energy of it go like right through my soul. And it was just such an incredible feeling. It was so loud and, oh, it was just such an amazing feeling.
Oh, right on. Thanks.
That was outside. When you guys are coming back November 15th, you guys are going to be playing the Lighthouse Arts Center. What do you prefer? Do you like the inside atmosphere or being outside?
I think it's sort of a case-by-case thing, you know. I like both. I like big shows. I like small shows. But it really does, like, we've had crappy big ones and we've had, you know, big, like a really great small one. So it doesn't really, I think that the venue or the size of it doesn't really matter. It's sort of the energy in the room or the energy in the crowd, you know.
Your new single Bailout came out yesterday. Guys are going on a North American tour. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's sort of the natural rhythm of what we do. Yeah, I mean, we've recorded 18 songs and we're going to try to release them as EPs again, like we did in the last series. And then it's been a while since we've done an actual sort of coast-to-coast run. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to getting out there.
You really are such a versatile artist. I mean, you play keyboards, you play the guitar, you write the songs, you compose the songs, you produce the songs. Is there a favorite part this time around that you really got your hands dirty? You're like, oh, this feels good this time around.
My whole focus has always been whatever's coming through the speakers. I kind of a jack-of-all-trades. You know, whatever the song needs is where I'm gonna sort of dive in. But I think on this most recent set of recordings, I did all the vocals all by myself, and that was a different experiment, different exercise for me. You know, sort of having arguments with myself every morning as to how I was gonna approach any song in particular.
For you, for your songwriting process, are you somebody who writes lyrics first and then puts it to music, or are you like playing your keyboard or your guitar and then the lyrics come to you?
Yeah, generally it's the latter. It's usually music first for me. I mean, every once in a while I'll stumble on a good line or hear somebody say something and I'll sort of write it down in my phone to save for a later date, but more often than not, it's hard for me to fit words into or to write music around words that are already there. Usually the music will sort of spit something out or suggest something, you know. As I'm humming along with a piece of music, I'll stumble across something that sort of tells me what the song is about, and then I'll write from there, you know.
Have you grabbed inspiration from any songs or any artists this time around that you're like, I kind of like the vibe they're doing, or are you like focused all on you and your music?
Well, I think every artist is you're coming from that place. I think every writer or composer or whatever, you know, whatever it is you grew up listening to, whatever it is that you, whatever, if all the music is filtered through your taste, and then I think your toolbox is built from things that you like. It's, you don't learn how to make noises that you don't like. So yeah, my influences have always been the same. How I access those influences has probably changed over the years because I've sort of gotten into the details and into the weeds a little more. Like how did they get that sound, or how did they create that vibe? Like a painter would say, how did they get that color? Yeah. So I've definitely sort of broadened the sonic palette on this new music for sure.
That's awesome. I got to ask, because I live with a musician, my husband's a musician, and he won't stop talking about dream guitars that he wants to own and everything. I'm curious, what is your dream guitar, and do you own it?
Yeah, I do. it's the Sur Ian Thornley model. I've been lucky enough to have a relationship with Sur is a guitar company out of California. I've been lucky enough to have a relationship with them for the last several years, and I think they, like, if they didn't make an Ian Thornley model, I would still think they're the finest guitars made. But the ones that they make for me are just perfect. They cover all the bases and they do all the things that I need, and yeah, they're just great.
Not some you would smash on stage.
No, I've never really been into that. In my early 20s, if a guitar was acting up and you know, either cutting out or going out of tune, you know, I might do some things to it, but I'd always feel bad afterwards.
Right.
I've never been one of those guys who smashes this stuff. It doesn't really make sense to me. It doesn't really serve the purpose.
Right? Respect the instruments.
Exactly. You know, and then it'll respect you.
You guys are going to be here November 15th. We are so looking forward to it. What can we expect this round?
Try to break out some of the new stuff and try to work that into the set. And then, you know, maybe a few surprises from the past. We do have quite a catalog to draw from. So, and that's still, we're going back and forth via group text right now as to ideas, what we might think could be fun and interesting to try out on the road. So we'll see. But, I mean, it'll be a big, loud rock show, to be sure.
In the group chat, is there songs you're like, I just don't want to play that anymore. It's so overplayed. And everybody's like, no, man, we got you.
All the time. Yeah. And truth be told, once we get in the room and start bashing it out, it's always fun to revisit older songs, even if they weren't like hits or singles. They do bring back a lot of memories and you know, hold a lot of sway for me personally. So I like revisiting them, even if I might, as soon as I see the title, I might balk at it. Usually once we count it off and start playing it, it's pretty enjoyable. Whether or not that's the case for the audience remains to be seen.
Well, Bailout is out now. Your new album, Pages, is going to be coming out. You guys are going to be here November 15th. We are so looking forward to your concert.
Right on, me too.